supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Dan, what are researchers finding out about how people who are obese are being treated in doctors' offices and hospitals?
Well, not well. This, according to a report from the American Psychological Association. One of the things it addresses primarily is this whole business of fat shaming. So you get subtle, almost microaggressions. So when a patient gets weighed, you might see an eye roll or a tisk tisk. The other thing that came out of this was the discovery that doctors are less likely to shake an obese person's hand, to touch them, and to respond with empathy. So there's a lot of issues that go on here in that doctor-patient interaction that, number one, is psychologically and emotionally harmful to experience shame. But number two, there's other issues that come out of that. Patients get misdiagnosed often, under-medicated often. It's a serious problem.
Yeah, there was research on autopsy reports, over 300 autopsy reports, and that found that a lot of obese patients had undiagnosed medical conditions.
And these were almost two times more likely to get undiagnosed than non-obese patients. I mean, we're looking at things that are relatively easy to diagnose, like endocarditis or ischemic bowel disease or even lung cancer. So they're at risk. If a doctor is not trained or can't look inside themselves before they treat patients who look different, somebody's going to get hurt, and it's usually the patient.
So what do you think has to happen? I mean, obesity is not rare. Nowadays, any healthcare professional will come across a lot of obese patients.
We can begin with compassion. Ask them compassionate questions like, what's it like in social situations? Do you feel you're judged very often? What's that like for you? And then you can ask if they would like to lose weight. Ask if they have tried before, what have they tried and perhaps failed. And then you could offer recommendations if they want it and offer them help and not just finger pointing.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Mike.